2 RCL Mobile.
I had a mouthful of French cookies, Shane. I just went over to Walmart and got a little bit of gas in the car. It's up to $2.96 now over there. Bernice is in Aldi's, and I've been down and got a blood test down at the Greenville VA, and as soon as he gets out here, we're going to be heading towards QTH.
Sounds like you've been busy. And I may be dropping in and out. I'm here at Piedmont on 86, and I got a real low spot. It was kind of scratchy there when you were talking. I'm sure it was me. So let me know if I'm not making it.
Well, I was just trying to get some sugar in me real quick because I couldn't eat or drink anything after midnight. And I miss my coffee.
Yeah, when they tell you have a doctor's appointment, they tell you not to eat or drink anything. I always end up with a headache or something like that. But then I can get up and go to work, and well, I can not eat anything. I can make it, but I do drink a lot in the morning.
Well, I got that over with, but it was at 10 o'clock, so. It makes it a little while longer. I think last time Bernice's was at about 11 or so. Well, I guess it's going to turn colder tomorrow, and I'm not ready for that. I've enjoyed this warm weather. How about you?
Back in shorts and a short sleeve. Enjoying the sunshine, and I'm not looking forward to the cold either. But it does break it up. I mean, when I've been working, I think I've had long pants on twice this year, or at least this winter anyway.
You're a lot tougher than I am. Yeah, I can't take the cold, but I'm old and have medical problems. When I first started working at a machine shop back in the 70s, these old fellas have on long underwear and under their overalls and heavy shirts and long sleeves, and they said when you get older your blood gets thin, and I just kind of laugh inside and go on, and you know, I don't laugh no more.
I know weather is cyclical, but back in the 90s, maybe even early 2000s, I can remember coming to work and, you know, it'd be in the teens, low teens at nighttime, and barely make it in the 20s all day for, you know, a week or two at a time. I'd be bundled up, layers and a jacket and gloves on and a hat, which I don't normally wear because my head gets really hot. And these last few winters, you know, we've had a few cold snaps, but it's been pretty mild.
Yeah, there's a big, I call it a Siberian Express, for a better word, heading down now, and I guess it's going to hit the central United States and the East Coast again. I haven't talked to my nephew, but I think he's due for about 6 inches. D.C. had people stuck out there on I-95 the other day for, I think it was 16 or 18 hours before they got out of it. And I'll tell you what, I've been there and done that, and that's no fun at all. And I've been out there on I-95, and that's a zoo anyways. It's like I-85.
I-95 is no fun, even when the weather's nice. I guess you saw over Christmas in California, around Donner Pass, they got like 17 feet of snow.
Oh, they always get clobbered, though, but I hadn't heard that. they get a bunch of it up there. They've been begging for snow around here in the mountains, and haven't got hardly any yet, but at least it's cold enough now where they can generate some snow.
They have more snow now out there in that area. But that was just like in a one-time snowfall. They measured 17 feet. That's a lot of snow at one time.
Saw pictures of Lake Tahoe, and it had a whole bunch of snow up there. I've never been to Lake Tahoe, so I can't tell you about the geography of it, but apparently it's at a higher elevation. But, I'll tell you, we had enough of that snow back in Kansas to suit me for a lifetime.
We get just enough around here where even my kids who are grown now, they still get excited when they think it's going to snow.
Well, I started out when I was 14 years old, and I was throwing 135 papers and getting up at about 4:30 in the morning and folding them all, putting them in a paper sack and heading out on that scooter. And the second day after it snowed, there was ruts from the ice and snow, and that was much worse than the snow. But the big old balloon tires, they'd slide like crazy. And then I delivered drugs for a drugstore for a year or two, I don't remember now. And we had to go rain or shine. You know, I had a Yamaha 250 back then, but it was still pretty bad, and you were expected to do your job and get those drugs delivered out there, and sometimes it was pretty trying. That was a dollar an hour, and you furnished your own motorcycle and your own gasoline. This is N0TR.
Hey there, I see. I remember, this is with UPS, but I can remember them putting chains on the tractor tires when they were going to go out at night when they were headed up north back early on in my career. Of course, I think it's illegal in South Carolina now to have chains on your tires, but I know they still do it in some states.
I showed Truckers of a Morning on Channel 16.6 over the air, and I just marvel at some of the accomplishments those guys do. And driving over that ice, that takes a bunch of guts now, let me tell you.
You'd have to be, I don't know if I could do that. I know that it freezes thick and they know they've got a time frame, but that's still, because one mess up or one little warm spell, and that'd be a quick way to go down.
Get out very easy. I noticed yesterday some old boys went up and watched them drill the holes to check it, and had to be 36 inches thick before they let them out on it.
That gets thick enough, though, does it? Especially how deep the water is underneath it.
You know, the other thing is when they, if they run across it a little bit fast, it makes a wave, and the wave can come back and collapse the ice under them.
Must be doable and profitable because they pay good money for it.
How'd you like to get out and put a set of chains on though when it was 40 below and the wind was blowing?
Out, let alone grab those heavy, cold metal chains.
It's N0TR. Yeah, one of those guys yesterday I was watching. His chains got all iced up. He took a risk and didn't put them on. Well, then when he went to put them on, they had ice all over them, and it was 40 below out.
Amazed the weather, but I don't know if I'd want to try to do that. The money would have to be really, really good, and I'd have to have nothing else to do.
Human skin will freeze in a matter of a very few minutes at temperatures like that. It's dangerous. Well, here comes Mom back to the car.
I'll let you go because I'm getting a lot of ups and downs, and I'm really kind of having trouble hearing you, and I'm not sure if I'm making it well, but I'm glad to hear you this morning. Hello to Bernice, and I hope you guys have a good day. N4 is at LK Mobile, 73.
Okay, N4ZLK and 0TR. And 73, I gotta get woke up yet too. Have a safe day.